From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The UN Security Council Friday unanimously adopted a resolution to identify those who use chlorine and other toxic chemicals in attacks in Syria. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power says the resolution will send a strong message.
This is an important closing of a gap, and it should, at least as it relates to chemical weapons, again, mitigate the sense of impunity that perpetrators have enjoyed.
Until now, the Global Chemical Weapons Watchdog, the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, has only been authorized to determine chemicals were used, but not who used them. Suspected Islamist militants in central Mali have attacked a hotel used by UN staff, killing at least six people, including a UN staff member, and taking other guests hostage. Islamic militants remain active in northern and central Mali despite the presence of UN peacekeepers. The Taliban is claiming responsibility for a suicide bombing at an Afghan police academy in Kabul on Friday. Police report the attack killed at least 27 people, wounded more than 25 others. Attack came just hours after a huge truck bomb blew up near an army compound in Kabul, killing at least 15. No one claiming responsibility for the truck bombing. A U.S. federal court has convicted a former Russian tank commander for leading a failed attack on U.S. and Afghan forces in 2009. U.S. forces captured him hiding in a battlefield along with a group of Taliban and Haqqani network fighters. This is VOA News. The White House says it is disappointed but not surprised that one of the top Democrats in the U.S. Senate came out against the pending nuclear deal with Iran. Spokesman Joss Earnest said Friday that Senator Chuck Schumer had a difference of opinion with President Obama dating back to 2003, referring to Schumer's vote and support for the U.S.-led war in Iraq. The Iran nuclear agreement will lift sanctions in exchange for Tehran scaling back its atomic program. U.S. Defense Department officials say the hack into the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff email network has all the hallmarks of a state-sponsored attack. It occurred around July the 25th, causing a shutdown that is still ongoing. Some U.S. media are reporting the hackers were penetrating the email network that are based in Russia, the news outlets quoted unnamed Pentagon officials. However, a Pentagon official close to the situation told VOA on Friday, "We don't know who did it." U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry joined Vietnamese officials Friday in Hanoi to mark the 20th anniversary of the normalization of relations between the two countries. There were a series of events in Hanoi. VOA's Pam Dawkins reporting that Mr. Kerry did not shy away from mentioning U.S. concerns about Vietnam's human rights record.
In spite of human rights concerns, the U.S. and Vietnam have forged strong economic ties over the years, with two-way trade topping $36 billion last year. Both countries are part of negotiations for the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a massive 12-nation trade deal that analysts say could have extensive benefits for Vietnam. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, Hanoi.
A powerful typhoon is pummeling Taiwan this hour, ripping up trees, knocking out power lines, hundreds of thousands of people affected, killing at least four so far. Typhoon Sotolor, which made landfall early today, is bringing intense winds up to 200 kilometers per hour. Some areas have received up to 1,000 millimeters of rain, causing flooding as well as landslides. Early in the week, forecasters declared that Sotolor was the world's strongest typhoon this year, though it later weakened. Here in the U.S., Colorado movie theater gunman James Holmes will be spending the rest of his life in prison after a jury failed to agree on the death penalty Friday. Same jury found him guilty last month of the July 2012 massacre in a suburban theater outside of Denver. Holmes opened fire on the audience, killing 12 people, wounding 70 others. You can get more news by going to our website, and you can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.